Suddenly he came, a great rolling front of chins and abdomina, towards me, and grunted and sat down in a chair close by me and wheezed for a space and scraped for a space with a match and lit a cigar and then addressed me. I forget what he said, something about the matches not lighting properly, and afterwards he talked and kept stopping the waiters one by one as they went by and telling them about the matches in that thin, flutty voice he has. But anyhow, it was in some such way we began our talking. He talked about various things and came round to games, and thence to my figure and complexion. "You ought to be a good cricketer," he said. "I suppose I am slender, slender to what some people would call lean, and I suppose I am rather dark. Still, I am not ashamed of having a Hindu great-grandmother. But for all that, I don't want casual strangers to see through me at a glance to her." So that I was set against Pyecraft from the beginning. But he only talked about me in order to get to himself. "I expect," he said, "you take no more exercise than I do, and probably you eat no less." Like all excessively obese people, he fancied he ate nothing. "Yet," and he smiled an oblique smile, "we differ." And then he began to talk about his fat.